up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings to y'all once again. Time for yet another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. Doing it again with a stack of records, a couple of turntables, and hopefully you'll be out there doing some dancing or at least some very serious listening. I would settle for very serious listening. You know, you could sit there with your pipe. That's probably not politically correct anymore, I guess, huh? You sit there with your bubble pipe, yeah, contemplating the music. My, that Mr. Yankovic has some fine tone in his accordion, doesn't he? Yeah, you could do that. Intellectual polka listening. I don't know, but I got a stack of records, and we got to get to work here and get them spinning, so let's do it. Tom Duda and the orchestra will get us rolling. This is the Nightingale Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it. Tom Duda and the orchestra gets us rolling this week on the Oompa Hour. That's the Nightingale Polka. Glad you're with us for another show. What's in store? I have no idea. This big stack of records right here that you can't see me holding up. Well, you can in the theater of your mind anyway, huh? here's one you don't hear often. And I've been debating how to pronounce this man's first name. And you'd think it'd be easy because it's Ernest. E-R-N-E-S-T. Ernest. But I know some people would say Ernst. My grandma would have called him Ernst. I had an uncle Ernie, and he was Ernest. And she'd call him Ernst or Ernest. Which one? I don't know. The Ernest Benedict Quartet. One way or the other, here's this Silk Umbrella Polka. There you have it, the Ernest Benedict Quartet, and that's the Silk Umbrella Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, spinning the records like we do every week here on the program. Glad you're along with us, listening to us wherever you happen to be doing that, because there's so many ways to do it these days. I mean, really, holy cow, for all I know, you're listening on a shortwave broadcast from a, I don't know, someplace weird. I have no idea. All right, Gene Guisdala and the orchestra is up next. And I wonder about the title of this song. The record is She's the One for Me. Seems pretty straightforward. But if you look at the label of the record, it says She's dot, 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 the one for me. Like he's not sure. She's the one for me. I don't know. But anyway, sing along if you know it. See, I'm getting better at this. Used to be, before they came around with that one more time, I would jump in on the end of the record to outro the record, and then they'd start one more time and all over me, and it was a terrible mess. But now, ha-ha, older and wiser, I know when to shut up. Anyway, glad you're with us on another edition of the Yumpa Hour. I got a really fun record, at least to me, coming up here in a second. Whether or not you can polka to it, I haven't decided. I guess we'll find out. Anyway, want to talk about World of Accordions Museum for a second before the record, though, and invite you to check them out online for sure, because you can do that for free and you don't have to travel anywhere. Just type in worldofaccordions.org and check it out. 1,400 accordions on display. I'd like to do the math and figure out how many pounds that is. How much does an accordion weigh? I mean, I inherited my mom's accordion. I could play it a little bit, but I haven't played it for quite a few years. But it's pretty heavy. What, 20, 30 pounds at least? I don't know. That'd be a good question for the Google. How much does an accordion weigh? But there's so many different models. It's a lot of pounds, though. 1,400 of them on display at the museum. They have all sorts of educational materials, historical information, research stuff, if you're looking to do any research on the instruments or the music or the people behind the music. What a place to get a lot of that done. They have the Accordion Repair and Technician School. They have the beautiful concert hall. Check it out online. Visit them in person if you can. They're in Superior, Wisconsin, right there on Belknap Street. Type it into your Google Maps thing and it'll show you right where it is. And then you can click on that satellite thing and actually see the building. It's an amazing thing. Anyway, worldofaccordions.org. Check them out when you get a chance. Now, this next record has been a favorite of mine for a long, 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 long time, like back in the 70s, I think. The date's not on the record. And I don't really know if it's a polka. But I grew up in Minneapolis, and my dad owned a drugstore in northeast Minneapolis. We used to call it Northeast Minneapolis for several decades. And so I'm familiar with the names of all the bars and the clubs in the area there. And in fact, the drugstore was on the ground floor of the PNA Hall, which was upstairs. That's the Polish National Alliance, where they used to have polka dances and wedding receptions up there. And when they would have a big dance going on a Saturday afternoon, the whole ceiling in the drugstore would bounce up and down with the dancing. It was kind of scary when you're a little kid. It's like, Dad, the ceiling's moving. Don't worry about it. They're just dancing. Anyway, so this song has a lot of references to Northeast Minneapolis, and it's by Arnie Fogel, who was a jingle singer, a jingle writer, member of a rock and roll band out of Minneapolis in the 60s. I'm trying to remember the band. Was it the Jesters? No, the Gestures, I think. I could be wrong, and it's really irrelevant, but they did a song about a character named Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. And I've just always thought this record was a hoot. And every maybe once a year, it comes around here on the old Oompa Hour, and I just have to play it. If nothing else, I reminisce about the days when I was a teenager living in Minneapolis, working in my dad's drugstore. Here's Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players.
He measures 75 at the shoulders, but only 22 at the hip. He stole my girl from me at the annual Northeast Tea and Arm Wrestling Championship. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole keg while drawing my girl to his side. Now I'm just a guy from Edina was taking his girl for a ride. Now ain't it a shame that she was fair game for this guy from the Northeast side. Now I'll have to arm wrestle with Snooski, and I'll give him all that I've got, and I'll pretend that she is really cheering for me here on May Slack's parking lot. He's Sven Ivan O'Myron with Snooski. He's the champ of the Northeast side. Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cake while ripping my arm from my side. They're coming from Elsie's and Litsky's, from both sides of Broadway to see Sven Ivan get hitched, and the guy who was ditched
Well, guess where he's gonna be? Well, I'm playing the organ next Sunday when my best girl marries that jerk. I won't play very long, just one half of my song, 'cause my left hand is all that will work.
He's Sven Ivan O'Meara Wisniewski. He's the champ of the Northeast side.
Hold that tiger.
Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged a whole cane
while taking my girl for his bride.
He's Sven Ivan O'Meara Wisniewski. Champ of the Northeast side.
Hold that tiger.
Oh, he stood on one leg and he chugged the whole game
while taking my girl for his bride.
I don't know, that record just cracks me up. Arnie Fogel and the Cookhouse Players, and the story of Sven Ivan O'Meara Wisniewski, and I realized, yes, you could definitely polka to that record, so that makes it a valid record for this show. All right, so there you go. The Yulpa Hour marches on with more great old-time records here. I'm just looking to see what the heck we got coming up. I have to remember to get a waltz in the show this week. So far, I have not selected a waltz for the show. We always try to have at least one in there. I do have Elmer Scheid and his band ready to go, though. It's the Three Yanks Polka. There you have it, Elmer Scheid and his band there. And that's the Three Yanks Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us for another week here on the show. Ah, there it is. For a minute, I thought I lost the sleeve that record goes in. I try to keep the records organized. Put them back in their little sleeves and all that stuff here. Color-coded so I can find the right thing. I got to be sure I have a waltz coming up here in a little bit. I still haven't found a waltz. What am I doing goofing off here? Oh, there we go. I got a Marion Lush waltz. We'll do that here in a minute. But first, we're going to do Wanda's Polka from Jolly Joe Cazorl. You ready? All right. Here we go, especially for people named Wanda. All right, they have their Wanda's Polka, Jolly Joe Kazoil here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Now, you know, in every show, we always play at least one waltz, and I try to get it in there once we get going through the show here, and so that's what I have next. I have a waltz for you. It's the Goodbye Chicago Waltz, and it's by Marion Lush.
Я до Чикаго вінці не вруце, в далекий свят це пояде. Знайде дівчине, одно єдине, бенже мені хтява і кохава. Знайде дівчине, одно єдине, бенже мені хтява і кохава. Моє життя в Чикаго є марне, всістко, що м'явим згубівим. Жегнам те м'ясто, жегнам те люди, що мене кохали ціле життя. Жегнам то м'ясто, жегнам те люди, що мене кохали ціле життя. Може я знайде в тим великим світі жичі, цю мабуть пожоне. Муше я шукать по цілим світом і не кохані, кохані. Муше я шукать по цілим світом і не кохані, кохані.
There you go, Marion Lush there with the Goodbye Chicago Waltz. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're listening in for another week. And glad we have all the various places where you can listen to the show. People have said to me, you ought to put a list up somewhere. And I'm not that organized, for one thing. And I'm sure there's a couple I don't remember. Last I checked, I believe we're heard on 27 radio stations and a whole bunch of random streams. And webcasts and podcasts and whatnot, spaceship casts, I don't know. Think about it. If you're on the radio, those radio signals travel off into the air, and they go forever. Nobody knows it. But, I mean, given the time to get there, there could be dudes sitting on Pluto that are listening to this show. Sometimes I feel like I'm on Pluto doing this show. But anyway, as long as I'm talking, because that's a twist. Remember, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. You can email oompahour@aol.com. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. You can also leave a voice message or a text at area code 218-259-2985. So if you happen to have a request or dedication, comment, question, whatever, all those ways are ways that you can get in touch with the Oompa Hour. Just that easy. Now, this record always freaks me out, and I think I mentioned it every time I play it. It seems weird to have Frankie Yankovic, who's pretty much established as a Slovenian-style polka player, doing a German polka, because that's what the Liechtensteiner polka is. But, well, why not? Frankie Yankovic there, Lichtensteiner Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us here. What do we got going on next? Oh, yeah, this is kind of a fun little record. It's Jolly Joe Timmer and his orchestra, and it's the O.O. Polka. That's what it says, O.O.-Polka. Anyway, Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra.
Tony had a girlfriend, they called her Patty Sue. And every Saturday night at 8, you could see them. Uh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. Hey! Patty Sue and Tony were so very much in love. Every time we watched from above, we could see them. Uh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance. La 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 la. Now Patty Sue lived in a house, and it was made of glass. And every time she got in bed, you could see her. Uh-oh, polka, polka, they love to dance. Polka, polka, then they romance.
All right, there you have it there. It's Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra, the Oh No Polka. Polka. People are so ridiculous with some of these song titles, I'm telling you. Hey, it's beautiful weather here in northern Minnesota. Windier than the Dickens the last couple of days. We actually have a wind advisory today. I think that means be sure to take the good kite. If someone tells you, go fly a kite, take the good one. Winds gusting to 40 today up here. But the sun's coming out after some clouds and sprinkles the last few days. But I'm digging this fall-like weather. It's like 55 degrees. For me, that is perfect weather. I hate hot weather. Is that a thing? You hate it more as you get older? You like the cooler weather? It just makes me want to go out and get stuff done. Here's exciting news. I put new wheels on the jukebox yesterday. Try doing that with a four-year-old helping you. Oh, yeah, that'll give you a lesson in patience. All right, as long as we're playing some of the silly records, here's one from the Pala Brothers. It's called Starro, You Looking for Fight. Yeah, that's exactly what it says on the label.
Tomorrow morning when I awake, I go with a partner fish in the lake. My starro, she say you go like heck, you go for fishing, I break your neck.
Oy, 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 starro, you're looking for fight. Oy, 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 starro, you go fly him a kite.
Fishing, I go for hunt. I shoot for rabbit, I shoot for skunk. My starro, she say, you no go shoot. You go for hunt, then I give you boot.
Oy, 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 starro, you're looking for fight. Oy, 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 starro.
On the telephone, my partner calling him, say, hey, Yashu, let's go for bowling. I like him bowling and catching fishes, but the Moya starro making me wash dishes.
Oy, 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 starro, you go climb him a tree. Oy, 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 starro, you no bother me.
Everybody sing.
Forgot to mention ahead of time, too, that was a bonus waltz for you this week. So, hey, waltzers, hope you had a good time with that one. Huh? Oh, let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, another one of my favorite records. A lot of these are my favorite records, can you tell? But I have this song by probably 20 different performers, and I like it by all of them, although they do all tend to give it their own sound, and they do sometimes personalize the lyrics a little bit for their particular area of the country. Here's Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra and Just Another Polka.
This is just another polka, just another polka. But oh, what a girl in my arms. Am I in heaven since we met? Is this the Philharmonic playing Romeo and Juliet?
No!
Just another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my arm. Just another polka.
Play the Six Fat Dutchman polka! We'll be right back. Yankovic's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Romy Gaz's polka.
Another polka.
Play Johnny Pecan's polka.
Just another polka.
Play Whoopi John's polka. Polka.
I love to polka when I'm dancing with my sweetheart. I will always love her, and I know we'll never part. We'll still be dancing as the years come and go.
Another polka, like any other polka, but somehow the music has charm. This is just another polka, but holy smoker, oh, what a girl in my letter can. Oh, what a girl in my eye.
Lawrence Dukow and his Red Raven Orchestra there, just another polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with us. Blowing an hour of your day, basically. I hope you're doing something useful while you're listening. You know, like how you put on the radio during a ball game or something, and you'd be cleaning the garage, maybe, or waxing the car. Does anybody wax their cars anymore? I don't. I haven't waxed a car in 40 years, if not longer. Man, my dad was the king of wax. I'm telling you what, man. He was no mechanic. At all. I mean, I don't even remember seeing my dad check the oil. He must have. But you took care of the cars. Always made sure, you know, anytime we're going to go on vacation, he'd take them over to Hank and John's Garage. That was really the name of the place. And better do the points and plugs, boys. Do the points and plugs. We're going on vacation. Sometimes he'd change oil, too. And, buddy, boy, would he wax them. Holy cow, man, with paste wax. We'd go to one of the lakes or one of the parks there in Minneapolis, and he'd park under a shade tree on a Sunday afternoon, so the car was in the shade because he didn't want to put on the wax when the paint was hot. And we didn't have any power tools doing that like they do nowadays. And he'd spread that wax on a fender, and he'd let it sit for a while till it was all hazed over, and he'd buff it off. Then he'd do a door. Then he'd do another door. Oh, man, oh, man. Nobody does stuff like that anymore, and I think the world would better be a better place if more people wax their cars the old-fashioned way, where it took you a whole afternoon. First of all, we'd all have stronger arms and stronger shoulders. And while you're doing that, it gives you time to think about stuff, because nobody wants to bug a guy who's waxing his car because you look like you're focused on a mission, you know what I mean? Anyway, how do we wind up talking about that? I don't know. I could have played a whole nother song in there. Here's Mary Lou and her orchestra. Says right on the record they're from Nisida, Wisconsin. And I've been to Nisida, Wisconsin a million times, because when we go to the air show in Oshkosh, we drive through Nisida, Wisconsin. In fact, quite often, we stayed at the Nisida Hotel, which is right there on the highway when you go through Nisida, Wisconsin. It's not a very big town, but it's a very nice town. Always ran into nice people there, and the people that ran the hotel were always super nice. But I don't get to the air show as often as I used to. We keep meaning to get back to it again. I missed out starting a few years ago because I used to go with my dad all the time ever since I was a little kid. Be like 6 years old, running around Oshkosh shooting home movies. And then we went for a year. My dad used to fly us out there. Dad had a Cessna. We'd fly out there from Minneapolis. And then later on, I would drive and take my kid. And sometimes me and dad and my son would go. There were three generations of us at us, guys, at one time. And then, about 7 years ago, my dad passed away. So the year after that, it was just I couldn't get in the mood to go to Oshkosh because it was, the memories were too much. I couldn't do it. And then I had knee trouble. If you listened to the show a couple, 3 years ago, you heard me talking about my intense knee pain and all the amusing anecdotes of my knee replacement surgery. So I took a few more years off. And then like this year, for the first time ever, it got canceled due to this virus thing. Hopefully next year we'll make it back. But we drive through Nacita, Wisconsin. That's how we got here, ladies and gentlemen. We started with a simple introduction for Mary Lou and her orchestra. Next thing you know, we're off into their show in Wisconsin, and I piddled away another record's worth of time. Mary Lou and her orchestra, this is called Mary Lou's Polka Parade. It's one of those records that's so cute you can hardly stand it.
Choose and find someone very nice. Go with old guy music fans. Mary Lou's band is just right. They'll invite you all to dance the polkas all through the night. I want to
there, Mary Lou and her orchestra, Mary Lou's Polka Parade from Nacita, Wisconsin. I wonder when this record was made. You know, they never put the years on these. The record company, though, was in Illinois. They got to print this stuff bigger. LaGrange, Illinois. Words are so little on these records. Anyway, there you go. Old Time Jamboree Records, the name of the record company. Mary Lou and her orchestra from Nacita, Wisconsin. Ah, one of my favorite plays. Hey, oddly enough, the next record is also on the Old Time Jamboree record label, but it's Don Peachy in the orchestra. Janie is doing the singing, Janie Peachy. Don Peachy here doing us with the Red Wine Polka.
Thank you.
That is Don Peachy and the orchestra. This is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Time to sneak in one more record after we do this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right. See, I waited too long to get the commercial in this week, so I only have time for like one more record in the show. But let's do it, huh? Here's the Jolly Premieres and Marley's Polka Instrumental. That's what they call it. They're telling us nobody is singing. There you have it there, the Jolly Premieres and Marley's Polka Instrumental here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and the old clock on the wall tells me, there's just not enough time for another record, so we're going to wrap this sucker up for the week. But I was counting, I did the math. 5,155 songs played on Oompa Hour show since we started this thing. Man, oh man, that is a lot of records.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. All up to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week, gang. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.